We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Another Metro Detroit school district decides it's not going to let students back in their classrooms at the beginning of the year in the fall. WWJ's Mike Campbell, live and local with the details. Hi, Mike.
Tom, Livonia Public Schools spent over three and a half hours on a virtual meeting yesterday and have decided that they will start the school year virtually. Board member Colleen Burton says it was a tough decision that had to be made.
We have completely conflicting, very passionate needs. There is no way to make one decision tonight that is going to satisfy everyone's needs. But I commend this entire Livonia Public Schools team for working together to massaging the plan that was presented to try to make it better yet each step of the way for another chunk of folks who had some significant needs.
And the school board decided they would start online to begin, and they've called their restart, if you will, a remote safe start September. Because what they plan on doing is, after they start online, gradually moving students back into the classroom in small groups starting in October until all students are back in school. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Turning to Macomb County, Romeo Community Schools giving parents an option for learning. Here's our Zach Clark.
The Northern Macomb County School District will allow parents to decide if in-person or online learning is best for their kids this upcoming year. This mother says her kids are struggling and need to be in the classroom.
My fear is that my middle kiddo, who is just depressed, my oldest, who is depressed, I have a kindergartner who is anxious to get into school, a new kindergartner anxious to get into school. I'm deferring to them and saying, these are the kids that are suffering. They have to see their friends. They have to see a teacher.
She voiced her concern at Monday's virtual Board of Education meeting. The district says survey data shows between 20 and 25% of parents are expected to keep their kids home to start the year. Zach Clark, WWJ News Radio 950.
There is still a lot to be decided for Big Ten schools when it comes to their fall sports, especially football. WWJ's Tony Ortiz at the sports desk with the details.
At this point, it looks like the Big Ten will delay announcing its decision on whether or not to postpone the 2020 college football season until later in the week, after a number of head coaches in the conference came out with statements on Monday in support of playing this fall, a group that included Michigan's Jim Harbaugh, Ohio State's Ryan Day, and Nebraska's Scott Frost.
If we cancel football tomorrow, we're throwing up a white flag and saying this can't be done. And if that's the decision that's made, we'll certainly abide by it. But let's think about our players and their health and well-being for a minute. The virus is going to be here whether we play football or not, and our kids are going to have an opportunity to contract the virus whether we're playing football or not.
Despite the words of the Big Ten's head coaches and players, it's expected that conference officials, concerned about the possible health ramifications of the coronavirus on its student-athletes, will eventually make the decision to postpone the college football season from the fall until next spring. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
A teenager who got sent to juvenile detention for violating her probation will get her case reviewed later this morning. Stay with WWJ for developments in this case. Grace, the Oakland County 15-year-old whose story went viral after she was sent to jail for not doing her homework, will appear in court today to discuss the progress she's made with the judge. The teenager was initially in probation for assaulting her mother and stealing. A judge said part of her probation was to complete her homework for school, and when she failed to do that, she was sent to a juvenile facility. But an appeals court reversed the verdict and let her out. Again, the case will be reviewed again later this morning to see what progress she's made. Scary moments on a Detroit City bus. Police say a 19-year-old man has been arrested after they say he shot his brother and another person on a bus in the area of Mack and Mount Elliott. Both victims expected to survive. Police did arrest the suspect on Gratiot, and they did recover a weapon. Now it's up to a federal judge to decide if he's going to reinstate General Motors' lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler.
The big question will be whether GM convinced Judge Paul Borman that it has new evidence that shows it was harmed by Fiat Chrysler's actions. That evidence, GM says, is offshore bank accounts. GM says they were used for bribes. Fiat Chrysler says the mere existence of those funds is no proof of any wrongdoing. As GM charges Fiat Chrysler is guilty of corporate espionage, FCA says GM's complaint reads like a third-rate spy movie. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Census workers will conduct another door-to-door effort throughout the state beginning today as part of the Be Counted campaign. It's a final attempt to reach residents who have not completed the census online or by phone. Carrie Ebersole Singh is the director of the Michigan 2020 Census.
They will be making several attempts from now until the end of September. September 30th will conclude data collection for the 2020 census. So that time frame is short. It's half the time the Census Bureau originally planned for what is considered the door-to-door work.
It is still possible to complete the census online at michigan.gov/census2020 or by phone at 844-330-2020.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has vetoed Republican-sponsored legislation that would have given additional health providers legal protection from lawsuits in any state-declared emergency and extended the immunity during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The governor says she would have considered signing the bill if it had only attempted to mop up an issue created when the legislature refused to lengthen the COVID-19 emergency. But she says the measure went much further and would have given health facilities broad immunity in any emergency, regardless of the circumstances. House Speaker Republican Lee Chatfield says Michigan's healthcare heroes deserve legal protections for their work during the pandemic. He says the governor has turned her back on them, and he calls it a petty political game and that healthcare workers lost.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.